I mentioned to you last week that I would not be preaching a sermon today, but I will share a short devotional thought to you about being a thankful person. Last week, if you were here, I gave to you from Peter's writing two identifying marks of a Christian. And those two marks were as follows. We are to be holy, and we are to be submissive. I think if we have the Holy Spirit in us, those two points God wants to see developing in our life. Holiness and a submissive spirit. I want to give to you this morning just a third identifying mark of God's child, and that is that we would be thankful. And that's what we've been emphasizing this morning, that we have so much to be thankful for. As I think about Judy's testimony, I've seen that life of her son Clinton and how things went in a wrong direction, and then to hear about the answer of prayer, how God has brought Clinton around to himself, and to know that Judy has prayed and Tom has prayed for so long for their child. Wow, a lot to be thankful for. We have 10 people here this morning that are going to read a scripture, and I'd like for them to just start that right now, not in any certain order, but whichever side. Why don't we start here with Cindy, and you give close attention to the reading of God's word this morning.
Colossians 3:15 through 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the Lord of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Psalm 107, 8 and 9. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever.
Psalms 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders.
Philippians 4. Verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
Psalm 7:17, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and he will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High.
Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Psalm 95:2-3. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
Amen. The scripture is very clear. We are to be filled up with gratitude. And I want us to be that kind of person, that kind of people, to be a thankful people. I'm mindful of the story in Luke chapter 17, 10 men came to Jesus and they were seeking his mercy. They had this dreadful disease called leprosy. And they cried out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus did have mercy on them. He told them to go to the priest, and as they went, they realized they were healed. I mean, completely healed of this terrible disease that had been a part of their life for so long. They were set free from this disease. And Luke tells us in this story that only one of those 10 turned around and went back to say thank you to Jesus. And you can tell that Jesus was really bothered by the fact that only one returned to say thank you. He said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And you think about it, it is rather amazing that only one out of the 10 returned to say thank you to Jesus. I want to be that one. And I want to encourage you to be that one who will say thank you to Jesus. Determine that you will give thanks to him for everything that he has done for you and how he has blessed you. Remember the words of the old hymn? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. In fact, Ethan, this morning, Elijah and I are going to grab a microphone, and we actually are going to go around and give you an opportunity to say what you are thankful for. So I want you to be thinking. I would love it if we'd have a great response to this. We're looking for one word or a phrase, a sentence or two at the most, of what you are thankful for. While you are thinking about your response to that, I'll start by sharing two very special blessings that God has blessed me with this week. My grandchildren, my granddaughter Irene said pawpaw for the first time. That was a blessing to me. And earlier in the week, I noticed I had a phone message from my daughter Rebecca. I listened to that phone message. It was actually my 2-year-old Judah grandson. With the help of his mom, he left me a voice message on my phone, and he said, "Papa, I love you." That's what I'm thankful for. What are you thankful for? Raise your hand, and we'll get to you. Yes.
Grace.
Grace. Amen.
Reinhardt Christian Church.
I'm thankful for the men and women that serve our country defending the United States that cannot be with their families on Thanksgiving.
Somebody else? Yes.
Friends and family and veterans.
All right. Thank you, David.
My amazing wife is an incredible mother.
I'm thankful for my salvation. Amen. God's faithfulness.
Food.
Yes, and we're going to enjoy some good food here in a little bit. Somebody else.
I'm thankful for clothing.
All right. Yes.
I'm thankful that after about 35 years, God finally gave me, well, it's not him, it was me, but anyway, I finally got the strength with God's help to quit smoking.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that.
Family and friends.
All right. Great.
For the trials that bring us to our knees.
I'm thankful for my Christian heritage.
I'm thankful for the music I make along with others.
Amen.
My mother.
there's still hope through prayer for the ones that are lost in our family and friends.
Amen. Amen. How many of you have loved ones that still need to come to Jesus? Yeah. Don't give up praying for them.
As relatively new members, I'm just thankful for all the people that are so friendly and kind in this church.
I'm thankful that God never gave up on me and that the Holy Spirit guides me.
I'm thankful for bonus days. Many of you know me. In 2003, at this date, I was in the hospital, not expected to live. So I've had, since 2003 to now, of bonus days.
Thank God.
Providing for my family's needs when I thought there was no way.
Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thankful for my wife and for my Christian brothers and sisters and for my family.
Amen.
I'm thankful for a great son-in-law.
Who's that? Who's that?
I've lived in this community since I was 3 years old. I watched the church burn down here, and everybody came and helped, and you never seen so much concrete poured for that basement over there. But the Lord is willing to give us what we needed to start over.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the village that we're able to raise our kids in. I mean, this church, our community, it's amazing.
The leader started talking about building this annex on here. I thought, what in the world are we going to do with that building? We don't need that. We've got all the room in the world we needed. We had our congregation run around 100, a little better. We had plenty of room. But the guy decided, well, if the guy thinks we need it, well, I'm for it. So we went ahead and built it. And I'll guarantee you, 4 days over day, if we didn't have that, people would be standing outside wanting something to eat. The Lord knew what he's doing all the time. You know, we didn't.
We love you, Lawrence.
Oh, thank you.
I'm thankful for my wife and my family.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my dad who takes me hunting.
Have you got a deer? Not yet. You're working on it? Okay.
My family.
I've got many things to be thankful for, but I'm thankful that God is so faithful.
May we be a people of thanksgiving. Amen. Okay.
So now we're going to do a responsive reading. Words will be up on the screen, and men, if you would follow along with me as I read, the words for us will be in white, and then women, if you guys would follow Mallory, the words will be in orange, I think. Awesome. Oh, sorry. My bad, I was thinking there'd be two at the same time. That makes more sense, though. All right, here we go. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever.
Alone he works great marvels, his love endures forever.
In wisdom he made the heavens, his love endures forever.
He laid the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever.
He made the great lights. His love endures forever.
The
The sun to rule by day, his love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to rule by night, his love endures forever.
He remembered us when we were cast down, his love endures forever.
And rescued us from our enemies, his love endures forever.
He gives food to all his creatures, his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his love endures forever.
Going to ask you to stand again. We're going to sing Count